Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our study of commentaries on the Quran. We have finished our study or our investigation to the creation of the jinn throughout the pages of the Quran as we were reading together Quran chapter 15 and verse 27. We move on to our investigation to Quran chapter 15 as we look at that new subject of the creation of Adam and the command of Allah to the angels to worship Adam, as we will also look for the other verses in the Quran which have some conflict with that which we read in Quran chapter 15. So let us begin by reading Quran chapter 15 and verse 28. For there Allah stated, "And when your Lord said to the angels, 'Surely I am creating a human from dry mud, from black molded mud.'" Here we have obviously a clear verse in the Quran where Allah is speaking to Muhammad. That is when he said, "When your Lord." And I do not know why Allah did not say, "When I." Why he's saying your Lord? Because in the rest of the verse, Allah said, "Surely I am creating." So there is no problem for Allah to use "am" and "I" in a singular form. Why he did not say, "When I said to the angel." Somehow he is speaking on the third person as your Lord. But what was Adam created from? It's very simple. He was created from dry mud, from black molded mud. Now I want you to look carefully to the rest of the verses of the Quran where Allah is talking about the creation of Adam. You see that somehow Allah forgot what he said earlier, and as he continued to repeat himself in the Quran, you will discover that Adam was created from different materials. For example, in Quran chapter 16, verse 4, Allah stated, "He created the human from nutfa." I do not understand if Muhammad really understood the word "created," because it seemed to me he is using the word "made" or "make" in the same way of using the word "create." If Allah created the human from nutfa, nutfa already exists. As Muslim scholars claim, it is the fluid which comes from the man and the woman, which is obviously a huge error in the Quran. So if nutfa is already existed, fluid proceeds from humans, how can Allah use that which he made to create something already existing? Because creation is to bring something out of nothing. So somehow here Allah is telling us that the human were created from nutfa, when in reality he should say made from nutfa. But in Quran chapter 23 verse 12, Allah said, "And indeed, we created the human from an extract of mud." So here is a question. Where the human were created from? Was it from dry mud, black molded mud, or was he created from an extract of mud? That's not the end of it. Why? Because if you go with me in Quran chapter 32 and verse 7, Allah repeat himself again. And in this chapter, Allah stated, "Who best created everything, and he began the creation of the human from mud." Not an extract of mud, but mud. But in Quran chapter 55 verse 14, we read another contradiction. For there, Allah said, "He created the human from clay, like the fukhar." And fukhar is a non-Arabic word. It is actually a Syriac word which means potter's clay. Add to that what is written in Quran chapter 76 verse 2, where Allah stated, "Surely we created the human from nutfa amshaj." And the word amshaj here is a non-Arabic word from Syriac origin, which means mingled, which is fit with the idea of the two fluid from male and female. But once again, that was an error, for female do not have fluid but have an egg, and you cannot create a baby between a husband and wife. But Muhammad should have used made babies from the sperm or seed of a man and the egg of the woman. Finally, in Quran chapter 96 and verse 2, Allah stated He created the human from a clot. And the word clot here is actually dry blood, which itself is a huge error. Why? Because if there was ever blood during the time of pregnancy, that is a sign that the baby is dead. But somehow, that is one of the stages which Allah used in the Quran for the creation of human. And once again, when God created Adam, there was not any blood, for God created Adam from dust. I want to read for us what is written in Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 and 27. And then we're going to go to the repeated story of the creation of Adam from Genesis chapter 2. Here is what God said in Genesis 1, 26 and 27. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the bird of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." Notice here that God did not say create, but make. Let us make man in our image. But since God is the one who created the dust, which He will be using to create Adam, He can also say create. Why? Because He is making Adam from material which He created. But since there was no Adam before Adam, that means He is the first to be created, to come to existence. Then God can use the word create. As we read in verse 27, "So God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created him. Male and female, He created them." Notice here, we do not know what material God used to create Adam and Eve. And that is why I want to read to you what is written in Genesis chapter 2 and verse 7. And there we read, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground." Not all these different materials which Muhammad mentioned all over the Quran, but simply from the dust of the ground, "and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being." This is what the Bible said. So Adam was created from the dust of the earth. Now let's go back to Quran chapter 15 and verse 29. There we read, "So when I have fashioned him and breathe into him from my spirit, so fall down worshiping him." That is a very strange request of Allah in the Quran, for He wanted the angels to worship Adam. Something goes against the true nature of God. God will not allow anyone to worship or fall down to any but Himself. In verse 30, "So all the angels worshiped him," that is Adam, "except the devil. He refused to be with the worshipers. He said," that is Allah speaking to Adam in verse 32, "O devil, why were you not with the worshipers?" And the devil or Satan said in verse 33, "I was not to worship a human you created from dry mud, from black molded mud." Notice here that the answer of Satan was very clear. He was not to worship a human created from mud, from black molded mud. And that is the same thing which Allah mentioned in Quran chapter 15, verse 28. But that's not the same answer which the devil gives throughout the Quran for the same question. Once again, Allah said here, "Why were you not with the worshipers?" And the devil answered, "I was not to worship a human you created from dry mud, from black molded mud."
The Straight Way of Grace Ministry is excited to announce our creation of two new convenient materials to help you in your ministry to the Muslim community. Our first booklet is titled The Straight Way to Eternal Life.
How many times have you met a Muslim man or woman, maybe in an airport or on a bus or in your neighborhood, and you felt burdened to share the good news of Jesus Christ, but you didn't know what to say or even where to begin? We have produced a small, convenient tract that will empower you to reach those lost in the deception of Islam. This 24-page mini booklet will share three facts. First, it seeks to convince Muslims that the Bible has not been corrupted, using just the verses from the Quran. Secondly, it reveals convincing proof that the Quran cannot be the Word of God due to an overwhelming number of errors and contradictions. Finally, it clearly presents the loving truth of the soul-saving gospel of Jesus Christ. Our second new booklet addresses the violent nature of the core teachings of Islam. Muslims continually claim that Islam is a loving and peaceful religion. They also insist that violence is committed by only a few radicals who misunderstand Muhammad's teachings in the Quran. But is this true? This new booklet, titled The Violent Truth About Islam, examines dozens of passages from the Quran, the Hadith, and Muslim scholars. This powerful booklet will leave no doubt that Islam's long history of intolerance and bloodshed arise from the very words of Allah and the example of Muhammad's life. Please visit thestraightway.org for ordering information. And now, back to our show.
Now let us look at where else in the Quran Allah asked the same question to the devil about why he did not worship Adam, to listen to the different answer of the devil. And as I mentioned before, whenever Allah repeat the verses of the Quran, meaning speaking of the same subject, somehow he forgot what he mentioned before and he gave us a different answer. For example, in Quran chapter 7 verse 12, we read, he said, that is Allah, what has hindered you that you did not worship when I commanded you? He's talking here about the worship of Adam. Listen to the answer of the devil. He said, I am better than him. You have created me from fire and you created him from mud. And here we must ask the question, which was the right answer? Is it when Satan said, as we read earlier in Quran 15:33, I was not to worship a human you created from dry mud, from black molded mud? Or as we just have read in Quran chapter 7 and verse 12, I am better than him. You have created me from fire and you created him from mud. What was the right words? I mean, how many times do you think that story took place in real life? It has to be just one time. And now we have two separate answers. Listen to the rest of it as we go even to Quran chapter 17 and verse 61. And when we, that is Allah, said to the angels, worship Adam, so they worshipped except the devil. He said, listen carefully, what the devil said, will I worship him that you have created of mud? Wait a minute. That's actually a question. It's not an answer for a question as we have read in Quran chapter 15 and in Quran chapter 7. Here is the devil himself is given a question of rejection. I will not worship of what you have created from mud. But that was not a statement, but it was a question. Will I worship him that you have created from mud? Well, let's move on to another repeat in the Quran, and that is Quran chapter 38, verses 75 and 76. And here is the question of Allah to the devil. He said, O devil, what hinder you from worshiping what I have created with my hands? Are you proud, or were you from the exalted? He said, that is a devil, in verse 76, I am better than him. You created me from fire, and you created him from mud. The story is the same, but somehow the words of the question of Allah is different, and the answer of the devil is different, and sometimes the devil will not even answer, but he will ask a question of rejection to the will of Allah for the devil to worship Adam. Once again, that goes against the total teaching of the Bible. The Bible never said that God asked anyone to worship anything except him. As a matter of fact, that goes against the teach of the Bible in what we call the Ten Commandments. Listen to the true word of God as given by Moses. And once again, Muslims claim they believe in Prophet Moses and they believe in the Torah, when in reality, their Quran teachings goes against the Torah of Moses and the command of God in the book of the Torah. In Exodus chapter 20, beginning from verse 2, we read, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me. Notice in verse 5, God is very clear. He is a jealous God. He will not allow Adam nor the descendants of Adam to worship any but God alone. So how in the world, when God is a jealous God, gives the command that no one to be worshipped, no one to be bowed down to, except to himself. Now he's asking the angels, according to the Quran, to worship man, Adam, who's created from dust. Obviously, that goes against the teaching of the Bible. God cannot contradict himself. God is the only one to be worshipped by human and by angels. And he will not allow nor ask the angels to worship Adam, whom he made by his hand from the dust of the earth. Now let us read the following verse in Quran chapter 15, that is verse 34, to see the judgment of Allah on the devil because he refused to worship Adam. And that is, as we read, he said, that is Allah, so get out from it, so surely you are stoned. And that's where the Muslims come up with the idea, the stone devil. As you see them in the Hajj, throw some small piece of gravel on the devil, as they believe that is what every Muslim believer ought to do, throw stone at Satan. But similar to that, exactly what we read in Quran chapter 38 and verse 77, the word of Allah there stated the same sentence. He said, that is Allah, so get out of it, so surely you are stoned. But if we go together to Quran chapter 7 verse 13, we read a little bit different word of Allah. Once again, because I don't know if it was Allah or Muhammad, did not remember exactly what he repeats throughout the Quran. In Quran chapter 7 verse 13, we read, he said, that is Allah, so get down from it, so it was not for you to be proud in it. So get out, surely you are of the lowly. And now we have to ask the question, which statement is the accurate statement? Did Allah say to the devil, so get out from it, so surely you are stoned? Or did Allah say to the devil, get down from it, so it was not for you to be proud in it? So get out, surely you are of the lowly. The two answers cannot be right, since what happened here only took place one time. That is direct contradiction between the word of Allah in Quran chapter 7 and the word of Allah in Quran chapter 15 concerning the judgment of Allah against Satan who refused to worship Adam. Let's continue in Quran chapter 15 and verse 35, and surely the curse will be on you until the judgment day. That is an extra sentence Allah said to the devil in Quran chapter 15, which was not mentioned in Quran chapter 7. Continuing with the conversation between the devil and Allah, in verse 36 of Quran chapter 15, he said, that is the devil, my Lord. And here I have to stop. Once again, the devil will not tell God, my Lord. God is not the Lord of the devil or Satan or his angels. In any way, my Lord, so delay me until a day they will be raised. Here is negotiation between the devil and Allah, which does not take place in the Bible. He said, that's Allah in verse 37, so surely you are of the delayed until the day of the appointed time. Now listen to the answer of the devil in verse 39. He said, my Lord, because you seduced me. Now we see Allah, the God of Muhammad, is a seducer. He seduced the devil. But here is the deal made by the devil to Allah. I will surely adorn to them on earth, and I will surely seduce all of them except your sincere servants among them. Now, if we read the same story in Quran chapter 7, in verses 16 and 17, he said, that is the devil, because you have seduced me, I will surely set down for them on your straight way. Then I will surely come to them from between their hands and from behind them and from their right and from their left, and you will not find most of them thankful. Notice the words is completely different. I do not know which sentence did the devil exactly say. The story once again took place one time. And if Allah would love to repeat his words in the Quran, he should not write it in different words from one chapter to another. This is not, by the way, a problem in the story of the devil and Allah and Adam. No. That is about every story in the Quran. Once again, every time Muhammad repeats his stories of the Quran, he come up with different wordings. And if the Lord is willing, in our next podcast, we'll continue with the commentaries on that specific story in Quran chapter 15, as well as the rest of the pages of the Quran. And until we meet again, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul, but now the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.